A mid-level dental practitioner program that got its start in Australia more than 100 years ago, then came to Alaska, is being taken up in a few dozen states across the country. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
Lorena Walker is a former dental hygienist visiting from Australia, where she worked alongside mid-level practitioners called dental nurses. She says Australia doesn't have enough dental nurses or dentists, and people living in remote areas of Australia have many of the same problems described in a workshop she attended at the Native American Journalists Association conference earlier this month. High rates of missing teeth, gum disease, and cavities.
People don't realize like how important teeth are, and if you have other problems, it will make it worse. Saying like diabetes, especially heart problems, it affects the whole body.
Yvette Joseph is a contract project manager for the Kellogg Foundation, which organized the workshop. It helped fund the Dental Health Aid Therapist Program launched in 2003 by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Joseph says tens of millions of Americans lack access to affordable dental care, and Native Americans are especially affected by a shortage of dentists willing to work on reservations or in rural communities. She says the Affordable Health Care Act is going to solve one problem, the lack of medical insurance, but doesn't solve the shortage of dental care providers.
The worry that many of us have is that there will be health care insurance essentially available to all children, but there will be about 6 million kids who will go without care because there are not enough dental providers, whether they're a dentist or dental therapist. And we need to find a way, we need to find something innovative, and we believe that the Alaska dental therapist model is a solution for the rest of the country.
Joseph says several states are following Alaska's lead. Minnesota has its own dental health aid program. Michigan, Connecticut, and Oregon are launching pilot programs. She says it helps that a recent study in Southwest Alaska shows dental therapists are paid less than half what dentists earn, but their employers are reimbursed by insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid at the same rate as dentists.
They're not paid as highly as a dentist, but they do produce significant resources to help their village, and it expands the care that they're able to offer.
However, the American Dental Association has issued a study showing that mid-level practitioner programs are not economically sustainable. The ADA has testified before Congress that the 2 years training dental health aides receive is not enough for the procedures they're authorized to perform, which include fillings and extractions. For more than 20 years, Arizona School of Dentistry professor Dr. Todd Hartsfield trained, supervised, and worked alongside dental health aid therapists in Canada, providing care in remote Native communities. He says therapists there and in Alaska receive intensive training in a limited scope of practice.
So they're very highly trained to do these procedures many, many times. They're technically very skilled. They're proud of their work, and so there's never been a case in Canada since 1974 with dental therapists working independently, giving injections, taking out teeth, doing fillings. There's never been an accident, anyone hurt by dental therapists.
Dental health aid therapist Aurora Johnson, based in Unalakleet, has been providing care in her region for 7 years now.
Oh, I love the relationships that I've built within the kids in the different villages that I do provide services to. I love going back to the villages and seeing what I did previous years. And what I love the most about it all is seeing it get better, less decay.
When the Indian Health Care Improvement Act was reauthorized in 2009, Congress added a stipulation that tribes outside Alaska need state authorization to develop a dental health aid program. Joseph says opponents have raised enough questions about the program to keep legislation from being adopted in most of the 8 states where it's been introduced. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.